Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I have feelings. That is uncalled for. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Go ahead. What's your cheap shot?
No, I just say, did you see the guy who did that voiceover just come down the stairways a few minutes ago? The coolest guy in the state, and it's not close right now. If you can find me somebody who's got more cool factor than Remy Maxwell.
No, Remy is the best. Can we have the ramp-off contest?
We're going to have a ramp-off again.
I mean, do you think the producer
you know, I'd
could
like to get involved. Can we do a three-way ramp contest?
You love three-ways.
What you do on your own time is really none of
because
our business.
Because I got a contestant who I think would might probably better than me, but I think would challenge Remy.
You were ready to say beat Remy.
Could be.
Okay, who?
Steve Simpson.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've got $20 in my wallet because that's what whatever you want to bet, I'm going to take Remy to
really?
Beat Steve. And I love Steve. I mean, Indiana would be great to have a news guy like Steve Simpson
wouldn't
on this show.
I mean, somebody who had qualifications.
Incredible.
If we can have, like, not just, you know, Remy can
I'll be the judge.
Remy can pick his own music. Steve can pick his own music. Like genre, not the specific songs.
Okay.
Genre,
all right.
Yes.
What's Steve going to pick Lawrence Welk? Yes. I mean,
I think he's going. He's coming to the party with probably some yacht rock, maybe. And
you think,
I think
Steve
Simpson would go toe to toe.
Oh,
wow.
You should
hear him on the number one rated WCCO Morning News from 5 to 6 with Steve Simpson.
I have heard him.
I
don't appreciate the fact that you said I don't listen. I never listen to Embargo the
think
News.
I said that. I said
you should hear.
You should hear.
Which implies that he has not heard.
Yes,
well, sometimes
exactly.
It's not every day, but he'll talk up a ramp on that show, and it's a masterpiece.
It's a thing of beauty.
Hang it in the Louvre.
Tiger at Pebble in 2000 or Steve Simpson walking it up to the ramp. What do you got?
Flip a coin.
Okay.
Who am I to say?
Oh my.
Boy.
Tony Bennett, still going strong.
That got a snort laugh. Oh, my goodness.
So good.
Whatever amount of money to any charity
really?
Or to anything you want, I got Remy.
I'll take Steve.
You got double S. Okay. Who's going first here in overrated, underrated, properly rated? What is the order?
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Let's go Dan second, then you can bring up the caboose.
The caboose? God. What do you think of my caboose? Take a look.
No. I'm not looking.
No.
No. God, yuck. All right, here we go.
That's not what I hear.
Properly rated. I'll get to the ones that I teased earlier.
Apparently Steve Simpson, underrated.
Steve Simpson, underrated as a DJ. I'm going to put that on the
multiple end. Skills.
Wild hockey games properly rated. Back at the X yesterday since the pandemic. Craig Zeeb, who's a great friend of ours.
Yes.
You know Craig.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, Craig.
He had great seats.
Thanks a lot. I'd rather get the invite to the Big H, I got to be honest.
To the Big H? Mm-hmm. What's that? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'll settle for those invites.
He had a very funny story about an invite to the Big H for the former professional athlete in town that was fantastic yesterday that I'll share with
you. Are you willing to say the name of the athlete?
No.
Oh, come on.
No. I can't do it.
Give some clues.
I'll just say
this was a pompous.
No, lady. Not no pomposity involved at all.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's your clue.
Igor Rakosevich.
Luke Longley.
Okay.
But it's good. Obviously, it's great when you have great seats.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, second row corner.
We get it. They were good.
Two-time attacking end.
We can't live like you, Adam.
It was great. The atmosphere, obviously, it's fun to watch when they're playing well. And you're right, the Hartman kid.
Woo! What a signing. Yeah. And by the way, he took a pay cut.
Amazing.
3 years, $1.7 million. You think that's worked out?
Yep.
Best signing in Minnesota sports last 5 years, him.
Wow.
Go with that?
That's high praise.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my properly rated. Properly rated, young teenager mood swings. I'm not going to get into the personal life of my daughter this morning, but I was getting them up for school.
I think you are.
And she accused her younger sister of slow rolling her getting ready for school on purpose so that her older sister would be late for school. And it was a very tense morning to get those two in the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she accused Siggy of being slow on
intentionally.
Purpose. Intentionally being slow to get ready for school to make her late for school.
Was Siggy. Do you think she was? Think she was doing
I
that?
Wouldn't put it past her. That kid's got a little, she's got a little
bit of you in her, right?
Oh, yeah. She's good. The comedy for sure already.
Oh, okay.
She's a high-level comedian. Exactly. I mean, she's just a chip
she's
off the
like
old
Dave
block.
Chappelle.
I'm already signing her to some gigs. We got some gigs coming
she's
up.
She's at the Funny Bone this week.
The
weekend.
Funny Bone, the knuckleheads.
Okay.
So that.
Oh, yeah. See, my boys, 17 months apart.
Yeah.
Those days. Oh.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Because they've been the best of friends so far, and now the cracks are starting to show in
exactly.
that friendship. Overrated again, the ease to get the vaccine booster. You know, I can't get one until Friday, and people are saying, "Wow, you got in on Friday to get one."
I am. Seriously, what is curb breaking out here all of a sudden? Friday's the day I'm shooting for. I had no issues, none, zilch, with. My two vaccinations, but I've talked to a bunch of people that.
And this was before they unleashed they opened it up to 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get one before.
Oh, you were trying to cheat.
No. Some of the CDC pre-existing conditions were if you've been a smoker at any point in your life. So.
Well, you're still smoking now, so.
So that is overrated. Yeah. And then properly rated, Paul McCartney and John Lennon. I've gotten through one episode of Get Back.
Okay.
And to see those two at what is the end of their run, really.
Mm-hmm. Pretty early end of the run, too.
Yeah. Sit down and improvise music is
amazing.
And to have that access and watch that.
It's amazing.
Is unbelievable. And you've said it, the footage is amazing. I've got a little bit of an issue with the editing. There's some of the editing where they try to make it look like they're saying things that they're not saying. Oh. And I get it why they're doing that, but it just is kind of creepy-ish and not as, I guess, true as I think a genuine documentary would portray. But that being said, the moments we get so far, and obviously I've got two more episodes to watch, but it is so cool. And
I'm with you. I
what surprised me too about that episode is I am in my mind I'm thinking, okay, going into this, John's going to be the agitator because he's got that personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had the personality of kind of being the agitator, but he is almost like I'm not going to say a wallflower, but he is very passive.
By the way, this image that Yoko is controlling, like, she's just there. She's causing no issues.
Nope.
Many things stood out to me. The Paul George dynamic.
100%.
Is a challenge. Paul is running the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Paul, now some people are saying Paul's so aware of the cameras that he's very aware of his image, too. And just to see him riff with Get Back and pull that off in that period of time, it's genius.
Yeah.
It is absolute genius, and it was such a long part of my life where I was like, I'm just so Team Lennon, and that McCartney doesn't match up. I was wrong, right? And that doesn't take anything away from John Lennon. But the brilliance of McCartney is absolutely
on display. How about this Mel guy? Who's this Mel guy when he's playing he's writing Let It Be on the piano, and this Mel is giving suggestions that actually change the song?
Yes. It's good to be Mel. All right, let's pause.
Can I sneak one in before we pause?
Yeah, real quick.
Playing off of Adam's hockey obsession, properly rated, the Minnesota Wild are going to retire Mikko Koivu's jersey on March 13th.
I'm totally fine with it.
100%.
I have no problem with that. He's their leader in so many different categories. Yeah, if you're the Montreal Canadiens, no, they're not. So no issues.
Is this their first retired jersey?
The hokey fan thing.
Oh, that. But what about number 10? What about Marion?
No.
I don't think they've done that.
No, no, no. He shouldn't be.
Shouldn't really?
No. No. It was fine for like 5 years. No. Look him up. Look at what I thought he had standards.
He's still got a lot of the offensive records.
No. I'm a no. Let us know. Should Marion, overrated Marion, get his number retired? Hell no.
Leading question. Objection.
Excellent guest on the new variant. In about 12 minutes or so, we're in the middle of overrated, underrated, properly rated. Dan, what do you have?
So I'll spin off Adam finishing there with the Beatles documentary. Now, you know I'm not a huge Beatles fan. I appreciate their role in rock history, but the music itself. But what fascinated me, you're not alone in thinking that about many things, actually. What fascinated me about the first two episodes that I watched is just the songwriting process, and this is a little bit what you guys were talking about. But to hear these iconic songs in their formative stages, as Paul's singing the verse that he has and then humming his way through the second verse that he doesn't have, and you know what the words are going to be, and they're not there yet, there's something just, I don't know, I got tingles watching that. Here's this thing that's iconic and legendary, and here's it being made, and something about that I think is just amazingly fascinating to watch.
I'm almost tempted. We just had Jimmy Jam on. But to get Jimmy on again, to say how typical is this of these brilliant individuals and how they create songs when they're riffing, how they arrive at some of the words right away, how they just come up with the tune before the lyrics all hit.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. When they're just throwing other things out there and then we all know the words and how they're going to arrive, I am totally into it.
Yeah, properly rated. I absolutely, even as somebody that's not a Beatles guy, I think the documentary well worth watching. Also properly rated in the documentary department, I stumbled across a Dean Martin documentary.
On Turner Classic Movies. I heard about this. Yeah.
Called like King of Cool or something like that. It was on Turner Classic. Fantastic.
I'd love to see it.
Oh, it was great. I mean, not only is he a great character and he's had so many great phases of his career with the Jerry Lewis stuff and then the Rat Pack and then his TV career following that, but to see what's going on behind all of that at the time and how he's handling it and how this image we have of him as the boozy, fun party guy isn't really who Dean Martin was. And it was fantastic.
Well, I remember just talk about his son dying.
It talks about Dean Jr. Dino. There's a lot of great stuff in there. Definitely worth watching. Okay, I'll get to it. Overrated, my football weekend. That's probably the worst weekend of football I've ever experienced in
my
lifetime.
That's a tough one for you.
Football is a dumb game. I don't like it at all.
Bless you.
Yeah, bless you. Wow.
Thank you.
We're on the radio. I think he'd be a little more.
You're 100% right about how I sort of low expectations.
Sort of.
So lower the bar.
Sort of.
And then if they clear it, then I'll say all along.
You could have a date with Halle Berry.
I 100% was on board. I thought Maple Grove was going to win the state championship. After they did a number on Eden Prairie and Lakeville South, who you knew was going to be really, really tough, but didn't dominate the Farmington team that they played in the semifinals, I thought, okay, this is it. Maple Grove's worked really, really hard. Excellent defense. All these skill players on offense, they're going to do it. And to watch them fight through that game, make essentially one mistake on defense that cost them, and then be a half a yard away from a first down that would have given them a shot at taking the lead 45 seconds left in the game. It was heartbreaking. I'm so proud of my brother and my nephew for all the hard work that they put in over the course of the year. But, yeah, that was a tough one. And then for the Badgers just to lay a complete egg like that against the Gophers on Saturday was just sickening. It's terrible. I hate football. It's the dumb game. I don't know why anybody watches it. Football, overrated.
All right, I'll jump in.
Yeah.
Okay, jump around. It's a great troll. 100% a great troll. But the problem is you don't have your own song. That's it. If you had your own song, You'd play that, and that's the better way to go. You're acting like the little brother, which you are, because you have to take Big Brother's song and laugh about it.
But that's it, though. They are the little brother. They have to do that.
By now, when they – listen, they've had enough moments over the last 25 years with Mason, with Kill, and with PJ. Get a song. Get your own song that you own that the students love, and then it goes from a student level to the next average age is 94.
I was going to say, there are a lot of people jumping around on that field. Probably had some sore hips the next day. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, the orthopedic doctor.
Yes.
My guy, Pat Smith. Come out of retirement, Pat. And remember, but am I right? You need to get your own song.
With success comes tradition.
They've won enough games.
Oh, come on. Murray Warmath ain't coming through that door, folks. Okay? You know, Bronco Nagurski ain't coming through that door, folks.
The nonsense of the vice president buying cookware, which costs $500. By the way, a lot of people listening right now have that same cookware, including two people in this room.
It's good stuff.
It's great stuff.
Jen loves it.
Yes, so do I. Okay.
It is expensive.
It is expensive. Guess what? You'll have it for the next 30 years of your life. But the complete loss of irony when the Republicans are pointing out that the VP bought this cookware and that Joe Biden is staying at a very posh and expensive place in Nantucket, when your hero is a billionaire living in Mar-a-Lago or places named after him. I mean, do you get the irony at all? You think Don would be cutting back in one area at all if he was president during the awful inflation, which has harmed so many people?
I thought he donated his salary.
Yeah. Okay. It's just ludicrous. Kevin Hart on his pursuit of trying to become a billionaire, saying it's not about the money. Sure. Adam, it's not about the money. When I'd like to become the first billionaire, please. I got so many here. I'm trying to say. Okay, driving. So I'm coming in. And I'm coming from 100 and looping around to downtown Minneapolis on 394. There are two lanes in this area. Not one. Two lanes to join. Eventually, where now you're headed on 394 into downtown Minneapolis. We come down to the bottom of the ramp. This car in front of me doesn't slow dramatically. This car stopped. This car stopped where I almost hit this car. And the two cars next to me had to swerve around me or else we would have had a rear end situation. It is time for us all to get tested for our driving skills every 7 years. It is lunacy that we say prepubescent, hormone raging, Adam Carter at 16 passes the test on his seventh try, and now he's never tested again. We shouldn't, Carter. Is 7 years reasonable enough? And when you hit 70, running to what is 80, it's every 3 years or something.
Yeah, I remember when I was once young in high school, youth in government, where students would go to, you know, we used to go to the Capitol. And it was, you'd play senator and representative. And one of my bills that I introduced was more frequent testing.
100% right.
Of drivers. 100%. So I'm fully behind that.
100% right. But the reason why it won't happen is because ageism. Older individuals vote, and they're going to push back. We'll get to more of your texts, but I want to get to our guest on time. On the variant, outstanding guest, She's coming up next on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.